Planting opportunities for the U.S. Midwest will be somewhat subdued for a little while, but there will be a chance for some early corn planting to take place for a brief period here late this week into the weekend as rising soil temperatures occur in between precipitation events. Most of the Midwest, the lower Midwest in particular, will likely stay dry over these next few days, and it looks as though soil temperatures will have an opportunity to gradually warm. The temperatures right now are just a little bit too cool for seed germination, but with afternoon temperatures likely to rise into the 60s and some 70s eventually over the weekend and into early next week, there will be an improvement in soil temperatures, and germination will be possible once we get above 50 degrees. Well, the odds of all this taking place ahead of the storm system coming up are fairly good, and farmers may choose to put a little seed in the ground before the storm system arrives, especially since the storm is advertised to produce quite a soaking of rain across the Midwest. Now, some areas might get a little bit too wet, and some producers might run the risk of having some seed washed out. But for the most part, it might be a successful attempt to try to get some crop in the ground before the storm system arrives. Next week's weather is going to be quite wet across the Midwest, and because of that, there will not be much opportunity to get into the fields. Some areas may get heavy amounts of rainfall, and it may be causing some delay in field operations all the way into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. Well, the precipitation totals associated with next week's storm system could run anywhere from around a half to 1.5 inches in the western Corn Belt, with some local totals maybe 2 inches or so across parts of Missouri. And eastern Midwest areas could end up with 3/4 of an inch to 2.5 inches, with some potential for more than 3 inches. In fact, the storm still has a chance to produce some multiple inches of rain across portions of the Delta and the lower Ohio River Basin, although it's just a little bit too far out in the forecast right now to change the outlook into something a little bit more impressive on the rain totals. Nevertheless, the amount of rain that is already expected is going to be enough to saturate the soil and keep us out of the fields for a little while longer. The temperatures here in the near term are going to be rather cool, still 40 and 50 degree readings likely across the Midwest today, but as we go into the end of this week, the weekend, and early next week, notable warming is expected, and 50, 60, and even some 70 degree highs will likely take place. Even when the storm system is bearing down on the region, temperatures may still be rather warm across the area, so the soil temperatures are going to continue to rise. There will be no precipitation in the majority of the Midwest here today or tomorrow, and even as we finish out this week, the precipitation will be rather restricted. But there will be a storm system that will pass through the upper portions of the Midwest, and as it comes across those areas, there will be opportunity for some rain and snow both to fall. The precipitation will occur mostly across the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin initially, and that system will likely come through as a very wimpy event initially as we go through tonight into tomorrow, but a more significant bout of precipitation will occur as we move from Friday into Saturday. That storm system could produce several inches of snow across the Canada-U.S. border from North Dakota into northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. In fact, some of the snowfall could become 8 inches or more across some of those areas. Just to the south of that, a little rain will likely fall, and this system will go ahead and move across the entire Midwest as we go through the weekend and into Monday. But most of the lower parts of the Midwest will only see sporadic light shower activity. The bulk of significant moisture will be further north, and then that sets the stage for the bigger storm system to begin evolving for next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.